Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Greetings on this summer Thursday in New York City. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. There is a lot to get to. The Mets are playing a matinee at Citi against the Nationals, trying to sweep a division rival. We will keep you abreast of the situation and give you instant reaction on if the Mets are able to pull off the sweep against the Nationals. Plus, the Mets have put out a little trial balloon that may cause a lot of issues amongst fans, and it involves the future of Pete Alonso. We'll get to that later, as well as the New York Yankees, who, despite last night being an uninspiring victory, could be the win that sparks them. And write this down. We do not forget here at Evan and Tiki. At 3:30 today, we promised you something a month and a half ago. All the way back on June 3rd, we told you that on July 11th, you will hear the official sentencing of Sean Morash, who was guilty of crimes against sports humanity from a month and a half ago.
I almost forgot about that.
We all did. Well, coming up at exactly 3:30 today, I have no idea what the sentencing is, but Sean Morash will be sentenced for his crimes coming up at 3:30 today. Now, Tiki, I have to ask you a question.
Please.
And don't take this as an insulting question.
Okay.
Don't take this as a I'm predicting injury question.
I will try not to.
Don't take this as I think Daniel Jones stinks question.
Because he doesn't.
I never said he did. But Daniel Jones has been the quarterback of the New York Football Giants for five seasons, right? This is year number six.
This is correct.
Of the Daniel Jones experiment. And one thing we've noticed throughout his Giants career is he does not play every game. That's just a fact.
Fact.
He doesn't. He doesn't play every game. There was one year in which he would have played every game, and that was 2022, the year that they made the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
But because the Giants had a playoff spot wrapped up, in fairness, he sat week 17, or week 18, I think it was, and he didn't play every game that year. But last year, we saw him only start six games. In 2021, we only saw him start 11 games. The Giants even know that Daniel Jones is unreliable because you heard Joe Shane on Hard Knocks the other day say, hey, look, what if he misses the first 3 weeks of the season?
Yep.
We have to have a quarterback. So I think it's that time. July 11th seems like a perfect time to do it, to have a little long-term prediction game around your quarterback, Daniel Jones. How many games is he playing this year?
It's funny because 2 years ago, we had this exact same conversation about Daniel Jones. And it was, Tyrod Taylor is now the backup quarterback. Who should be starting for the New York Giants? Should it be Tyrod Taylor, who has a familiarity with Dabbs and his system? And he's had success in this league. He is a really good, great leader. Great locker room guy type player. How soon until Tyrod Taylor is playing instead of Daniel Jones? And some people were saying, give it to week three.
Mm-hmm.
And I even get to the quarter pole of the season before Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants. And what happened? Daniel Jones throws for 3,200 yards. He has 15 touchdowns. He rushes for seven more. He had a pretty damn good season. Took him to the playoffs and beat the Minnesota Vikings. We all know what happened against the Eagles. We'll talk about that at some point later. But still, Daniel Jones, when healthy, is really damn good, right? Not great, but he's really damn good.
He's good enough.
He's right where he's paid.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Right, middle of the road, reliable as a leader, and going to work his ass off as long as he's healthy. So if you're asking me the question, does he deserve to be the starter? The answer is absolutely yes. I can't entertain that he shouldn't over the options that are especially there this year. Now the question becomes, how many games is he going to play?
Yes.
Because of potential injury. I think it was very telling that Joe Shane was questioning whether or not, and specifically, is he going to be ready the first three games of the season?
Right.
Because that's kind of what you worry about when a guy is coming off an ACL. It's not that the ACL is not fixed and he's not healed. It's, is he going to feel comfortable enough to be that guy on game day? And so I think Daniel Jones starts 14 games this season.
14. Hold on a second.
14.
Tiki Barber.
14.
14 of 17.
14 of 17.
By the way,
we're not counting the postseason if they should get there.
No.
If you want to believe that.
No,
we're not counting that yet.
No.
14 regular season games.
I will say as an IFO, if Daniel Jones starts 14 of 17 games, that is a victory.
Huge victory.
That is a win. Because here's the difference also between something you just brought up about 2 years ago. And I made this argument to you last year as well. I like Tyrod Taylor. I've always been a fan of his. I think he's sort of underrated, and he's gotten screwed and has had unfortunate circumstances in a lot of the spots he's been
in. Just bad luck.
A lot of bad luck. I mean, think about what happened with the Chargers. Like, they used a needle on him or something, and all of a sudden he misses a bunch of weeks. I looked at Tyrod Taylor's NFL career, and I said, boy, he's not that far off from Daniel Jones. So you could have had an argument of, is there a moment in a season where Tyrod Taylor just starts over Daniel Jones because he's better? I don't believe that's an argument we're going to have with this current crop of quarterbacks. They did not draft a young replacement. We know what Drew Lock is. At least I think I know what Drew Lock is. Drew Lock is a typical backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I was warming up to Tommy DeVito last year. I was buying into Tommy DeVito last year. And then it all hit the brakes. And they stopped playing Tommy DeVito. So from a talent standpoint, Daniel Jones is the clear guy to play. My fear has always been, can he stay healthy? And I know it's difficult to predict injuries, but like Joe Shane said, the boss of the New York Football Giants, which I think has been made abundantly clear if you've watched Hard Knocks, John Mara's the owner. The buck stops with Joe Shane.
Right.
And that's a good thing, Giant fans.
Of course.
You want that.
Well, it's funny because people make this assumption that John Mara has his hands in the cookie jar. He's not. Maybe he's throwing some cookies in there, but he's not determining what's happening on game day.
I think it's clear as day that he's not.
He's never been that guy, even though it's been a narrative for a decade plus, maybe longer than that, probably 20 years.
You know what's funny? I believe that narrative, but now that I've seen it on HBO, I feel good that it's not true.
By the way, it's one of the benefits of doing Hard Knocks.
Because
John Mara was against it. Always. He's always been against doing Hard Knocks.
Right.
It's intrusive. Guys start acting foolish, and it exposes things that you don't need exposed.
Right.
But I think it made sense this year because it's the 100th anniversary season. There's a lot going on. I think there's a marketing side to this.
Sure.
But it's also the offseason.
Yeah.
You're not talking about games and wins and losses. You're talking about process on putting a team together.
But look, I don't want to be naive on this. Obviously, it's a television show that the Giants had final approval on, and I understand that. So you have to take it face value what you hear. Some of it may be, hey, we know the cameras are watching, and some of it may be reality. What I took out of that, and I think every Giant fan should take out of it, is that Joe Shane knows what I know and what you know, which is that they like Daniel Jones, but he is unreliable to stay healthy.
Yep.
Joe Shane's words, your history matters. And look,
of course it does.
Here's the history of Daniel Jones, just in case you need the numbers to kind of put it through everybody's head. Last season, 1 year ago, Daniel Jones started 6 games for the New York Giants. Tommy DeVito started 6 games for the New York Giants. Tyrod Taylor started 5 games for the New York Giants. It was almost like a nice little split.
Mm-hmm.
6, 6, and 5. 2022, we talked about, that was the year in which Daniel Jones had an absolute full season. He started 16 of 17 games. The only game he didn't start, the Giants had wrapped up a playoff spot. By the way, let's test Loogie. Do you know the quarterback that started the one game in 2022 not named Daniel Jones?
Mike Glennon.
Davis Webb.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Oh, hold on. No. Coach Webb.
Coach Webb.
Because he's now a coach.
That's
immediately
right.
Immediately Denver? He's in Denver, right? I want to say Denver. I think Sean Payton scooped him up.
He starts the one game at the end of the season. I think it was against Philadelphia.
Yes.
2021.
He is Denver. Coach Webb of the Denver Broncos.
Coach Webb of the Broncos, right. In 2021, Daniel started 11 games. Mike Glennon, who Loogie was thinking of, started 4. And Jake Fromm started 2. In 2020, Daniel started 14 of those games. Colt McCoy started 2.
I forgot that.
In the midst of the season. And then when you go back to the first year, Eli Manning started 4. Daniel Jones started 12. And one of those intermittent starts by Eli came because Daniel was hurt.
Yeah.
Like, Eli started right away. Daniel replaced him. And then Jones got hurt, and Eli Manning had a swan song. So every single season, maybe not to the extreme of missing an entire season, because he hasn't done that yet, he's missed time. And the options, if Daniel is not starting this year, unless the roster changes, and I don't think it will, is Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
So you just said 14 for Daniel Jones.
I did.
Now, 3 for Tommy DeVito or 3 for Drew Lock?
Honestly, I think it's going to be Drew Lock.
Drew Lock,
and I think,
3.
And so my thinking is different than I think what people are thinking.
Go ahead.
Right. So to me, I'm still worried that Daniel Jones might not be ready by the start of the regular season.
Right. Well, so, I mean, Shane Corner sort of alluded to it.
And the only reason I'm thinking that out loud is because Joe Shane said it yeah. out loud.
Yeah.
Hey, what if our quarterback's not ready for the start of the season? Like, oh, wait a second. Is he even cleared yet for training camp, which is in 2 weeks? I don't know. I saw Daniel a couple weeks ago when I was over there with Jeremy Shockey filming something about Wellington Mara. He said he looked great. Big, strong, strapping, running around, always working out. He looked good. But looking good in your underwear is different. Not literally in your underwear, but non-pads. It's different than being on a football field
oh, yeah.
and being aggressively pursued by a defense. I hope he's ready, but in my mind, I can't help but think that he might not be. So I actually think we could get Drew Lock starting the beginning of the season. That's what you
so
brought
you
him
So you think
for.
The three come at the beginning with
or,
Drew Lock?
Or one or two come right. at the beginning. One maybe in the middle of the year, and at the end, when they make the playoffs, you throw Tommy DeVito a bone.
Oh, when they make the playoffs, like Davis Webb.
Exactly.
I think that your mid-July prediction of the health of Daniel Jones and the Giant quarterback situation leans towards the positive side.
Yes.
Now, to Tommy Lugauer, who's been very positive with the Mets, I don't know if that translates to the New York Giants. How would you predict right now, and I'm writing it down, baby, we don't forget around here, how would you predict the 17 games are started by which quarterbacks?
I think all three quarterbacks will start a game this year.
Okay.
So here's the breakdown.
Let's go.
6 for Daniel Jones.
Wow. That's not positive, by the way.
That means Daniel Jones is no longer a Giant in 2025.
No doubt.
7 for Drew and Natalie Locke. Just throw that in there.
Okay. He just wants to see his wife on television.
It's going to be very popular with Giant fans. And 4 for my guy, Tommy DeVito.
That is a very, very similar breakdown to what happened last year. I mean, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones started 6 games last year. Tommy DeVito started 6 games last year. Tyrod Taylor started 5 games last year. So you are projecting basically what you saw last year is what you're going to see this year.
From a perspective of the quarterbacks,
well, that's what I'm saying,
not necessarily the production of the offense because we have Malik now, but in terms of, and they're going to be explosive with the passing game no matter who's there.
Listen, think with that breakdown they can win 9 or 10 games?
Absolutely, because of Neighbors, and I think Hyatt will be better with Malik, and I think they're just going to be more explosive on offense. Doesn't matter. Again, DeVito has the experience now. Locke, we saw win a game in Seattle there against Philly last year. And DJ, when he's out there, we know will be productive.
You know,
I just can't trust him to be out there.
You know what's so funny about what I think he just laid out, a positive/negative kind of viewpoint on the Giant quarterback situation? In a lot of ways, long-term, that's probably the worst-case scenario.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I don't think any of us believe Drew Locke is the future quarterback of the New York Giants. I don't think anybody believes that.
Even though he is still young, he's not an old. It's not. He's 34 years old, or even 30 years old.
No,
I think he's the same age as Daniel Jones. I'd have to check that. I have to check that.
No, I think you're right. He's definitely in his late 20s.
He's not old, but he's also not the future.
Right, and you've seen him play.
Yeah, of course.
So
I mean, I called one of his games in Seattle last year. He can win you a game.
Yes,
but
he has him starting 7 games this year.
Yeah. So he's 27. He's the same age as Daniel Jones. So
I think
he can win a game. He's not winning you a Super Bowl or taking your franchise onto the next level.
If the Giants are playing 3 quarterbacks at the pace that they played quarterbacks last year, there's a really good chance we're going into the offseason knowing they need to find a quarterback.
Yes.
And I guess celebrating an 8 or 9 win season. I don't know. Unless your attitude going into the offseason is, hey, we're just a quarterback away, which is what the Jets felt for the last 2 years. So there's his prediction. I'll give you mine. And mine is similar to his. Except I don't think the results are going to be good. I guess that's the big difference between you and I. And this is not a knock on Daniel Jones because I tend to agree with you, Tiki. When Daniel Jones plays, he's good enough. That's the way I would phrase it.
Right.
When he is the quarterback for your football team and he is standing upright, he's good enough. Is he Patrick Mahomes? No. Is he Aaron Rodgers in his prime? No. I think you said it best. He's paid to where he's ranked as a quarterback in this league. But I agree with Joe Shane. Like, I just can't imagine that he's going to stay healthy. Because now we're talking about coming back from an ACL, which I understand to your point, Teak. Look, once you're back from it,
yeah.
there's no major fear. You still have to come back from it.
Yeah.
And you have a neck injury that's been on and off for a couple of years that we still don't know that much about.
Yeah, we know nothing about it. Because, according to him, it was just a stinger.
Right.
It wasn't actually a neck injury. We have no idea what the previous neck injury actually was. But this one, could it be an extension of that, the previous one, or it could be nothing.
Right.
We have no idea. And so the health is a big issue. The whip, this current one was a whiplash injury because that was
right.
the Van Ginkle hit. I believe that's when it happened. So some of it is unfortunate. It's just bad luck.
I understand.
Right? He just terrible left tackle. I think it was a guard. Yeah, it was Zudu playing left tackle. Completely whiffs. He gets blindsided. He gets hurt. That's not his fault.
No, but that's a part of the problem. That's a part of why when I tell you that my prediction is Daniel Jones will start 5 games this season.
Oh.
Drew Lock will start 10 games this season.
You think the line is that bad?
It's not that I think it's that bad because, yes, in theory, if Andrew Thomas is healthy,
yes,
which he wasn't last year,
right,
he's been being protected by one of the best left tackles in the league, right?
Yes.
I'm with you on that.
Right.
But it's football. He wasn't healthy last year. That's number one. Number two, as of right now, Evan Neal is starting for this team. Fact or fiction?
No, that's fact.
That's a fact. That's what's happening right now. So, yes, they brought in John Runyon. Good move. Yes, they brought in Jermaine Illuminor. Good move, we think at least. And, yes, John Michael Schmidt should be better in another year of experience. But Evan Neal's still starting. So I still look at this offensive line. While on paper it should be better, you said it to me last year. You said, hey, look, it's not all Daniel Jones' fault.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this offensive line.
Yep.
How should we be that confident that it won't happen again?
Yeah, well, you can't be unless you look at some of the other changes. And Lugie hit on them. There are so many playmakers on this team right now. There are, like, we know that the NFL has moved away from running the football. In fact, they're just not committed to it. Most teams are not committed to it. So you can't protect, put that in quotes, you can't protect your quarterback by relying on your run game.
Right.
But when you have elite playmakers all around him, Wandell Robinson and Malik Nabers, and Hyatt's more of a downfield guy, but regardless, you can get the ball out of your hands quickly.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think there's more to this offense, or at least more safety nets to this offense than there were a year ago. It was literally, all right, let's try to throw the ball downfield or hand it off to Saquon. And it felt simple. And once Daniel Jones got hurt, it got even more so. I don't think it's going to be that way this year.
One of the biggest stories that will define the 2024 New York Football Giants will be how often Daniel Jones plays. To the Giant fan out there, as we sit here just a few weeks before training camp, just days after Joe Shane said in front of the world, I don't know if he's going to be healthy. What is your expectation on how often Daniel Jones is quarterbacking this football team? We'll get your calls, 888-808-1019. Tiki gave you a very positive look. I think he's out there for 14 of 17 games, which would be tied for the second most games Daniel Jones has ever played in a season as quarterback of the New York Giants. I'm looking at 4. Which I admit, it would be the fewest games Daniel Jones has played as quarterback of the New York Football Giants. But that's the ultimate question. We've spent so much time talking about, is he good? Does he need more talent and this and that? It comes down to, is he going to play football? Because even Joe Shane isn't sure. 888-808-1019. We'll get to some of the other quarterback battles in the NFL. Plus, we'll move on to the baseball later as well. Are the New York Mets floating out a crazy idea just to see if fans are going to revolt? We'll take the temperature of that and why I do believe last night's the turnaround game for the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. And we will have the sentencing of Sean Morash in 1 hour and 11 minutes. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.